Now, my good friend Susan and her husband are about to move from a townhouse in an Oakland County suburb to a small cottage on about an acre in a nearby Oakland County town. And one of her top priorities is to start keeping chickens in her new backyard. And it seems she's not alone. Backyard chicken raising is on the rise all across the state and all across the nation. We just heard from Marty Jo Link, who raised chickens on her farm, but it's a farm, so it's something you'd expect. But there are now ordinances that let people keep chickens in Ann Arbor, Flint, Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Traverse City, and many other Michigan communities. Taylor Reed's the founder of BeginningFarmers.org. Taylor is a PhD candidate in community food and agriculture at Michigan State University. He joins us from East Lansing. Taylor, tell us, why is backyard chicken keeping on the rise?
I think it's an outgrowth of a larger local food and farm movement that's seen an enormous increase in demand for natural and local food from consumers and chefs. Even a number of large grocery chains have gotten into the act, and coincides with the growth of and growing popularity of community gardens and farmers markets and those kinds of things.
Now, I have to imagine not everyone's on board with this urban chicken farming. So what are the potential problems that could arise from deciding, yes, you want to keep chickens in your backyard?
Well, I think that neighbors are concerned about noise and smells. In my experience, those issues are usually ameliorated once people actually start having chickens in their backyard and their neighbors start getting fresh eggs from them sometimes, and realize that in most localities, roosters are not allowed and hens are not noisy. Okay. The dogs in my neighborhood cause a heck of a lot more racket than the chickens that used to be in my neighbor's backyard 10 feet from my bedroom window.
Well, what would you say would be the main do's and don'ts of successful backyard chicken farming?
I think that one of the most important things is to talk to your neighbors, let them know you're doing it, and give them as much information you can about the fact that it's safe, it's healthy, it's not noisy, it's not stinky, and that it's something that has been passed by a number of really large cities with much more dense populations than most, including Chicago, Los Angeles, New York City.
Taylor Reed's working on his PhD in community food and agriculture at Michigan State University, and he's the founder of BeginningFarmers.org. And you can also learn more at BackyardChickens.com, which is one of my favorite website names of all time, BackyardChickens.com. And Taylor is, again, his site is BeginningFarmers.org. Taylor, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.